Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It is Friday, May 11th, 2018, and you're listening to Enter the Light. And we're your hosts this evening. Extra for us tonight from Spirit. I gotta love him. So with us tonight, we have special guest Tina Godin, and then your regular host, Ryan Adragna, Jan Drake Bakke, and myself, Shannon Johnson. And I'll tell you a little bit about each of us. Our special guest tonight, Tina, is a professional psychic medium and spiritual guide. She's been a medium all of her life, but her connection to spirit and the angels intensified a few years ago after a loss of a loved one. She works with the Channeling Eric Group and also works in crime and missing person cases. She's also a Reiki practitioner and continuing to further her education in all areas of spirituality and especially in Reiki healing. Welcome to the show tonight, Tina. And I'll go ahead our other regular host, we've got Ryan Adragna, and he is an energy healer channeling the 7th through 12th dimensional spirit realms, which include very high vibrational angelic beings. And he uses a variation of healing modalities that may be familiar, including Reiki and Sikkim. You can find Ryan on Facebook and through his website, healingthroughspirit.com. And also, Tina is available on Facebook, as well as she has a website, which we'll have her give to us at the conclusion of the show, so you all can find her. And then we've got Jan Drake Bakke. She is a certified psychic intuitive medium, sharing messages and totem animals who guide you along your way. As well as with readings, she does do missing persons and crime cases. And Jan is also a talented poet who works at creating many beautiful poems that are available for songs and ceremonies, weddings, things like that. You can scope Jan out at wefindourway.com, and she's also available on Facebook. And then there's little old me. I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator, medium, and healer. I've got 20 years' experience working in spirituality. And my team and I work at bringing together past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts, providing what is needed to assist you in your life journey without infringing in your free will. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello. Thanks, Shannon.
You should laugh before we
Hello, speed read there.
That was good, though.
Our topic of discussion tonight is depression, and it's also Mother's Day weekend this weekend, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I will hand it off to Tina to lead it off on our topic tonight. You there,
well,
Tina?
Hello, everyone. I'm right here. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Good. It's good to be here. Yeah, depression. You know, there's different types of depression, many different types of depression. And then there's also, you know, sometimes people feel depressed moods, but anything lingering over 2 weeks would be considered clinical depression. And there's many different things that we can do in order to aid, you know, our depression. And one of the things I know for myself in dealing with depression is our diet and the foods that we do eat. And that plays a major, major part in that. And if we're conscious about what we're putting into our bodies, the foods that make us feel good, the nutritious foods, that can help you know, elevate our vibration, make us feel a lot better. So it's like a cycle, and then it'll enable us to have movement, and just the list goes on and on. There's many, many different things that you can do as well, like energy healing, therapy, vitamin D, getting out in the sunlight, and also animals too. I know with a lot of people that I've spoken with, just having, you know, an animal to have with you, a pet, or even just visiting someone with an animal, there's something special about the animals that help with the depression as well.
Fantastic.
And I think, yeah.
Beautiful.
I think that's all I have right now. Cool. I got to get warmed up.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome.
And what do you have for us tonight, Ryan?
Well, Tina's right about being right. The depression, I think the genesis of depression comes, there's four planes of existence within every human being. You have emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. So you have four planes of existence in which depression can leak into. And what the callers need to remember is that all thought forms are energy. And when someone in depression, it comes from, in my opinion, the absorption of negative energies that that haven't been cleared from, and it's basically from an emotional and mental standpoint. So when you're going about your day and something isn't going right or something isn't going your way, you get depressed. Or when you feel that people don't care about you or matter who you are as a person, you feel depressed. Or when people don't notice the good that you've done, it makes you feel sad. So you have all this stuff slamming into your energy field. And if your energy field is both broken, stressed, or torn, or whatever, it's going to leak in. It's porous. If your energy field is nice and tight, like 18 inches from your body, and it's zipped up, and you're like a narcissist where you really don't care. But if you're an empath like me, I have to take extra precautions, you know. I have to, you know, my favorite stones are the black hematites of the world and the tourmalines and the what's the other one, Shannon? The clear quartz, is that the other one?
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. My favorite one's the black hematite. But those are the types of stones I like to carry around with me to help me absorb the negative energy so I don't feel depressed. I mean, and it's about clearing your energies at the end of the day, and, you know, hugging that tree and sending that stuff, all that crap to Gaia and say, I did something good today, but no one noticed. So I feel a little sad. I feel a little depressed. Or I did something good and no one, you know, like I said, no one noticed. So and depression, I think, comes mostly when it comes from the emotional and the mental planes. If you don't take care of it, it eventually manifests in like a snowball going downhill. It breathes into something physical. And we all know that thoughts are a form of energy, and if they're not clear, if they're not taking care of, they snowball and they grow into something physical. Next thing you know, you've got something going wrong with your body, or you're even worse, you're going into an institution, or you're wearing orange, or something stupid like that. So, I want the callers to understand that yes, everyone's. I don't know of anybody in my life personally that hasn't had depression. So it's not uncommon, but just please take care of it. When you see it coming on, get help. That's what we're here for. And so with that, I'll pass.
Cool.
Wonderful, Ryan. That was very good.
That was great, Ryan. Yeah.
Thank
throat
you.
Throat again. I'm going to take us off into a been in another direction about depression. So Tina brought up some really good points about our food and our diet, and Ryan brought up some great points from the spiritual aspect of how it can manifest in our body. Right now we're seeing a big wave of struggle with depression going on. I'm seeing in the news all the time different famous people passing away, committing suicide because the depression hole is getting so tight around them, they only see that's the one way out. And as many of us know who have dealt with depression, and even especially those of us in the spiritual journey and in work of service, often we're faced with what we term the dark night of the soul. And boy, talk about a depression darkness that just surrounds you. You feel so disconnected, not just from everybody around you, but even from everyone spiritually, energetically. And you start looking around and going, who's out there? Is anybody there? You know, where am I? What am I? What am I doing? And anytime you're dealing with depression, if you feel like you're getting so deep into it that you can't even notice that there's a shimmer of light for you to reach, you definitely need to reach out to people, even in small ways, because sometimes, even for a dark night of the soul or clinically depressed, you feel so strangled by the emotions that you can't even voice it, or it's very difficult to reach out to anyone because you figure, why do I want to put this baggage onto someone else? It's so heavy. It hurts so much. But even just having a friend, anyone you're comfortable with to just come and spend some time with you, not even talking, just holding that space, can make a difference in waking up the next day or allowing it to drown you further where you are suffocating within it. Many of us go through dark nights, and they're not, I won't say that they're not the same as the black hole of depression that can sink so deep. For me, I've noticed that a lot of people that get that deep into depression, you feel like you're in quicksand. Where the dark night of the soul, you feel like you're sitting at the bottom of the well and nobody can hear you calling out of it. So definitely look for yourself at what is surrounding you. Where is your emotions about the situation that is bringing you down? Be aware of your surroundings, the foods you're eating, the fluorescent lighting you're being exposed to. Are you getting enough sunlight in your day? A lot of us work 40, 50 hours in offices and feel very cocooned. And with no sunlight hitting our bodies, we are energy. We have emotion, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies that need the sunlight, even for 5 minutes, for us to stay whole. Otherwise, that darkness just takes us further into the depths of the deep, dark hole. So reach out, speak out, do what you can to help yourself. And if you don't know what that is, just ask a friend to come and hold the space. And you'll end up finding out it's a little bit easier to breathe, even if it's just for 5 minutes. And that's my spiel on depression this evening.
That's great, Shannon.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thanks. Jan, what do you have for us?
Well, since I've had depression before, and even now I go in and out of a little bit of it at times, but I have had depression before, and that was fine. It was a little scary, and I had to go on medication, and it was over a relationship and all that many years ago, like 20 years ago, and kind of weird. I'd never gone through anything like that, and but it didn't. It wasn't a long thing. It was very fast, and I got back up working very quickly. And but it was a bit of a thing to go through, and I know what that feels like. I mean, everything you said, Shannon, is exactly. It's like you can't, it's like you, there's nowhere to turn in your mind. It doesn't go anymore. You know, you don't know what to do. And then it'll manifest physically. And But now I have fibromyalgia, supposedly, and I've called lots of psychics, and I talked to Sylvia Brown about it, too, even before she died. And I said, do you think this is depression? I've had depression before. And she says, no, no, don't let anyone tell you that they, don't let anyone tell you they that it's some type of depression, nor even the shrinks. Because I went to a shrink, too, and a psychiatrist, and I can't take medicine whatsoever because my body is, it's too sensitive. So, but from what I have read about fibromyalgia, it's kind of like a depression in the body, really. It's a manifestation of that in a way. And so however it manifests, it comes through, you know, and so we just have to, oh gosh, the sunlight is my savior part of the time for me. When in the wintertime, my body shuts down even more, and it's hard for me to move. Now that the sun is out, I'm moving more. Lately, I've been doing more yoga and stretching and exercises, you know, like sit-ups, push-ups, all that kind of good stuff that I used to do. And I want to get my splits back. I hope at the end of the summer I'll have my splits. But anyway, on and on about that. It really does affect us, how the kind of activities that we do. And however we get into these things, the fibromyalgias, the depressions, or whatever, there's no judgment toward it. We can't judge people for it. It happens somehow or another. There's whatever going on in the brain, the body, the cells that people have weaknesses in or have overdone themselves, have stressed themselves out, which I have. Starting as a kid, and I'm not blaming anyone for it. It's just the way it was in life, and so it creates weaknesses later in life. So then you just have to work on strengthening all of that stuff, and also whatever, you know, affects your emotions too. So it's a whole lot of things that can add up to depression, not just emotional, but it physical, like they've all said. Spiritual, diet, environment. There's so many things, you know, that we need to take care of. And it's not a bad thing to have a depressive episode. It doesn't mean someone's crazy. That's where the big thing, myth or whatever, judgment comes around. And just because one person has a depressive episode, they can come out of it, you know, and it's almost like getting a broken arm. It's just an illness or an injury, and then it gets fixed again, and then they're okay. And the statistics I have read is that everyone, not like a tenth or a 20th or 50%, 100% people have one depressive episode in their lifetime. So, I mean, it's kind of a normal thing for human beings to go through, and I can see why. We go through so many different emotions and so many different things in this life. It's almost hard, you know, it would be hard not to have one. But anyway, and it's a way to learn, too, when you go through those times, the dark night of the soul. It really puts you through quite a learning curve, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's my spiel, and I'm just going to go ahead and read the poems. And oddly, but not oddly, I have tons of poems on this. I guess I've written a lot about it. So anyway, the first one goes, I had a lot of grief going through the death of family, and this was a short one. It goes, sometimes our grief opens new doors to new worlds, new work, new walks, to discoveries and miracles never imagined, to new scene and new talks. And that's what the grief has done for me, is opened up some of the psychic abilities. And then this one's called That Fine Equilibrium. Some days we crack. It's not fun. It is whack. The light shines in brightly, letting go of what held us so tightly. We have to reassess our mess and confess, trying to find the balance again, that fine equilibrium. as the light comes in, we always get back from those days we crack. And then this one's called Sometimes That Hurt. Sometimes the hurt that we think is following us is just residue and not real. Look, rest, and act with kindness toward yourself. It's okay. It's just how you feel. Sometimes people mimic others from our past that have hurt us. Be careful not to turn them into someone they may not be to keep yourself free. Sometimes the hurt is so strong it turns into overpowering waves. Let the momentum flow through you and ride it without fear. This will help your next move and how your next emotion behaves. Remember that the passing of it is near. Cool and calm again, that hurt comes in and out. You have more control over it. Every time you choose peace, you have more understanding. Then the hurt begins to cease. And then, let's see, then I have a few more, and one of them is called Those Brutals. Those brutals against me can't play me anymore. My soul is full and is trying to restore, letting go of what I cannot control, trying to feel more peace within my soul, more love, more laughter, moving into another life before the hereafter. And here's a silly one called Cosmic Rhyme. Don't let planet depression take away your expression. Go to planet escape. Oops, not there. There was a sour grape. Oh, how about planet happy? Nah, you still feel crappy. Then go to planet poem. Now there you can roam. What about planet food? That will get you in the mood. But the best is planet dance. That is where you always have had a chance. And that's silly. And then there is, this one is called the spirit. Oh, I don't know. I don't have a title on it, but that's okay. It's kind of silly. Get off the complain train and get on the soul train, traveling at the speed of angels, making its way to heavenly town, and doing this without a frown. Check out Forgiveness Lane or No Bitterness Drive or that one street called No Longer in Pain or the other one called I Am So Grateful to Be Alive. How about that little town to stop in called I'm Happy and Free, where they serve fresh coffee and pie topped with joy and laughter regularly? Or check out that park called My New Life Starts Now. Colorful flowers, delighting scents. We're going to be okay. Get ready. Wow. And then, I mean, how corny can you get? But, you know, I write a lot of corn poems. And this one's called The Spiritual Lake. If you don't have a lake to jump in to chill out, go to the spiritual lake of your spirit. Refresh your mind. Take a breath. Cool off your doubt. It's all part of you, inside and out. Someone's brain synapses just need to switch gears and take a jump into the spiritual lake. It's the Christ consciousness, the universal I am. It rinses off anger, fear, brain glitches. Give yourself a break. Let the peace inside calm you and soak your soul. Cool me off, God. Rinse me whole. And the last one is called In This Light. In this light, my face shines and I see the possibilities. And for that, I am grateful. In this light, I can move with ease, and I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. And that's that for that.
Awesome.
Outstanding.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we ready to roll on to some callers, guys?
Yeah, let's get her done.
Yep, sure.
Okay, our first one is going to be from 856. 856, hello, are you there?
Yes, hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura in New Jersey. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I was wondering what you might pick up about me getting a job.
Pick a job?
Moment.
I'm trying to get an animal. I'm just trying. Laura, can you just say your name one more time? I'm sorry.
Laura.
Is it Laura or Lauren?
No, it's Laura.
Oh, I wrote down Lauren. Thank you for the correction there. Laura. Have you called in the past?
I probably have.
Oh.
Okay. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I see a doggy here. Do you remember what I gave you before, Laura, by any chance?
No. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. I'm just seeing a dog, and I'm not going to give all the information on it because we have a lot of people here, but I just want to just let you know that you have a dog totem right now for the moment at this time, and that's a very nice animal to have too. They're very loyal, and they like to work with people. They like to be around people. That's their message, is being around people and et cetera, and just being very loyal and loving towards their family and the people they work with and everyone around them.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. So with that, I'm just going to, and it also says keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life, and it's very much about loyalty and community, and your best times to work are when you serve humanity.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass you on over to Tina.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
It's Laura.
Good. So your question, just because it was hard to hear, your question again is?
A job. I'm looking for a job.
Okay. Okay. When I tune into you, and right before you called, I kept drawing flowers on a piece of paper. And so as soon as I close my eyes and I tune into your energy, I'm seeing botanical gardens, lots and lots of different arrays of flowers. And it's connected to you. So I'm not sure if that's the type of job that you're looking for.
Well, you know, I it's funny, I applied for a job at a botanical gardens type of place. So maybe.
Oh, beautiful. Maybe okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing is in botanical gardens, lots and lots of different kinds of flowers. And so I'm feeling that, you know, at this moment, I'm feeling that a lot of positivity with that to go into that type of work for you. Yeah, So with that, I'll pass that on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful, Tina. Ryan, what do you have for Laura? Didn't lose you, did it?
Hello, I'm right here. I'm sorry about I had the phone on mute. I'm right here.
Hi.
Wow, do I need a cup of coffee? I was talking for about 10 seconds there. I'm thinking, why isn't he? Oh, man. Laura, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm super glad I didn't call you Lauren. So the theme of tonight's show is depression, and the word that my spirit team gave me was pit, and I'm assuming that they're talking about pit in the stomach, and that's literally within your physical plane of existence. Depression has manifested a pit in your stomach, you have to let go of that and release that because they're giving me the vision of a square peg in a round hole. You're not quite doing what you really, really, really want to do, and maybe that fits into what Tina was, saying. Okay, so you have to do an inventory yourself and ask yourself, what makes Laura happy? Don't think about the income. You know, if you're, you know, from a CEO to a janitor, just ask yourself sincerely, what makes you happy? And then go do it. You know, there are many happy people out there that make, you know, anywhere between $30,000 to $80,000 a year, and there are many miserable people out there who are millionaires. So, and I'm not trying to create a paradox out of that, but you have to do, when you say you're looking for a job, well, what does that mean? You want more money, or are you just in the wrong field?
It's a job in the field that I know and I enjoy, and it's enough money so that I can finally buy a house. And I get depressed living in this apartment. All I want is to be able to afford to buy my home, and I'll be happy.
Okay. So what you need to do is bring in more positive energies, because the negative energies are kind of overpowering that. Your end game is to buy a house. You're not happy with your department, and that makes you depressed. You're like, gosh darn it, I want a house. And I don't care, I just want a house. And but then again, you say, I want a job that pays more so I can buy a house. Is that correct?
I want a job that will pay me what my going rate is in my field that I know and I have been doing for 26 years. And I want to love the job, and I want to love the people I work with, but I want to get out of this apartment and get my home. I want my peace and my tranquility. I need it. I need that sense of security and peace, and I don't have it where I'm at. And until I get it, I feel I am depressed. I feel like an absolute failure.
You're not a failure, Laura, but I'm getting the word move. When you're talking, they put the word move in the front of my third eye here. You're going to have to make a move, and they're saying physical move. Have you considered going out of state somewhere else? That's not news to me. That's why I'm asking. You know, sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. They're telling me that you're not getting what you want right now because you're blocking yourself. So go on Monster. Go on Indeed, go on LinkedIn, go on some, you know, job search websites, whatever. Put your resume out there, and the right job will come to you, but it's not going to be where you're at right now. That's why they're giving me the word move. So you have to kind of, to get what you want, you have to make some energy changes, and the energy changes are physical for you right now. Yeah, is it going to be tough to rip up them roots and move from one city to another out of state? Yeah, but guess what? In 3 years from – actually, not – they're giving me the number 1 to 3. So I'm guessing that's either one – I don't know if that's 1 to 3 months or 1 to 3 years. Probably more like 1 year. Get your resume out there. Find a job out of state. And make yourself and when you get that job, yeah, you might have to do temporary housing is what they're telling me, but the job will be a higher pay, and you'll be happy, save some money, and buy your house. And your depression is, because depression is like a telltale sign of you're just not happy with where you are in life. But they're gonna push you, and they're gonna nudge you, and I'll tell you one thing, Laura. If you don't listen to spirit, the energies will nudge you and nudge you and nudge you until at some point in time they're going to force your hand, like they did with me. They forced my hand because I wasn't listening to them. They took the shoe off their foot and smashed the table with their shoe and say, "Ryan, that's it. That's enough. We're forcing your hand. You lost your job now." And I did lose my job last year. So I was forced to make some changes. And I did. So, you know, follow your intuition.
Are they giving you an idea what state I would move to?
No, a W, but I don't know what that means. There's a lot of W's out there. There's Washington, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Louisiana. No, I'm just kidding. Not Louisiana. Louisiana doesn't start with a W. I'm just kidding with that. Georgia. Anything that starts with a W, like Georgia, Florida, Texas. No. when you asked that question, the letter W popped up in my mind. So whatever. But I don't want that to taint your free will. Okay. I don't have the crystal ball here. I'm not going to try to rub and say, "Oh yeah, you're going to be doing this, that, and the other thing." I don't want to misdirect you. But that's what I have for you. And your depression will go away when you follow your path. And I've kind of laid that out for you. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wonderful, Brian. Hi, Laura. It's Shannon.
Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm. And I love that rewind, back up. I love that Ryan had brought up about relocating, because one of my first notes was about expanding your job search into a larger area. But I keep feeling you with warmer weather and more sunshine happening. So some of the areas you may consider relocating to may have those factors involved. There's two really good work opportunities that are aligning up for you, but you haven't expanded the search far enough as far as areas. And they're telling me that once you make the decision that you are done with where you are and make that initial step out, the chips are going to start falling into place. And I'm also hearing that to work on changing your words in how you work with the manifestation of your thought energy, okay? That because you're like, once I have my house, then I'll be happy. And they're telling me to remind you, find happiness within, and that will draw the home to you, the right home that will inspire you further. But right now with it restricted like that in your thought pattern, it's kind of like everything else is hinging on these other things to happen. And they're like, change that energy that you're working with, that the perfect job is coming for me. The opportunity will open up the doors of happiness within, and the home that is meant for me will fall into alignment once I take these steps. And they said, you're going to notice things start falling into place.
Okay. Well, I was thinking of North Carolina or Georgia maybe. So I'll look down there.
I actually live in North Carolina. It is warm here. But it does have all four seasons, not as intense as you're used to in New Jersey. But, yeah, there's and actually both of those states, because as Tina said, she was seeing you with a botanical type of setting around you. Both of those states have several large botanical gardens as well as some of the old estates that have plantation estates that have some of the really large, beautiful things going on. I don't know why I want to tell you this, but I'm just going to blurt it out because you mentioned North Carolina and Asheville is showing up very strong.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which would make sense. That has water.
Yes,
water
is a big thing.
And botanical gardens.
Water is really important to me, too, so that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there you're not dealing with the ocean water. You're dealing with the large rivers. You're right at the Appalachian. My goodness, my brain is, like, gone on certain items. But you have the beautiful mountain range. There's a lot of bodies of water there. There's also some different healing caves there as well that are incredible to go into. But for the type of work that you are strongest in with the botanical side, I would definitely consider that area as well. I guess that's probably why they threw it at me real quick. So, okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the reading, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Laura.
And
you're welcome.
Please call in again and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Okay, and we're going to roll over to 917. Good evening, 917. Are you with us?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Ellen.
Ellen?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. All righty. And do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah. I'm working, but I would like to change jobs, and I applied for something this week. Do you see me getting that job that I applied for or maybe even something better?
Okay.
So I can just chime right in. Oh, are you going, Shannon?
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead,
okay.
Shannon.
Uh-huh. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Right away, I just see the lion. Have I given you a lion before?
No, but it sounds wonderful.
Good. Yep. Definitely lion. I'm seeing it so clearly. And I wasn't going to read, but I'll just give you a few lines of what it says so that you get an idea of what lion is. And they're so cool. Come on now. I want you to be able to have that information. So lion represents hold up your head high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation and call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront anything that could be uncomfortable. Listen carefully and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. So when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart. And so there you go. Follow your heart. And that it also says you have a strong present and dignified manner. And you're a natural leader and have great organizational skills. And you function very well in a group or community. So there you go. Does that resonate with you?
Parts of it do, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Very nice. And since Ryan is going to have to leave us in a few moments, I'm going to send you over to him. What do you got for us, Ryan?
Well, first of all, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I missed the first 20 seconds of it because the doorbell rang. So I didn't even get her name or her question.
Her name is Ellen, and wants to know about a change in work.
Change in employment. Okay, hold on, Ellen. I gotta clear my energies here really quick. Let me see if I can try to tune into your field here. Okay. So, Ellen, how long have you been currently employed at your employer?
5 and a half, almost 6 years.
Could you? I'm sorry, I lost you. I couldn't hear you.
5 and a half to almost 6 years.
Oh, okay. So 5, 6 years. Okay. This is weird. I'm scanning your energy fields from the physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental planes, and I'm not picking up anything from the spiritual side. Maybe a little bit, a little tingling in the third eye area, but that's not earth shattering. Spiritually, you run a tight ship. On the physical fields. I don't know how to describe this. Picking up some muscle tension at the top of my shoulders, as if hold on here. My muscles are all jacked up now. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Because I feel what you feel. I'm like, oh my, why is my neck cracking? Oh my God, I gotta block that energy. Your shoulder, you gotta drop your shoulders. You're a little tense. Got some soreness. I don't mean to be a negative Nelly. I'm just letting you know what I pick up on, because things are manifesting into you physically because you're putting up with a lot of stuff at work. And right underneath my jaw is sore. My upper neck to my shoulders are sore, like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're doing more than what you have to do. You're doing more beyond than your responsibilities. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
You're like I ain't got no problem if you give me more responsibilities, but you better cowboy up and give me a higher pay rate. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Got a lot of, I got to crush my neck here because it's the stress that you're feeling is I'm taking my fingers behind my head and I'm rubbing down the muscles behind my neck. It's all stressed up. It's all jacked up. And my shoulders are really high. So I need you to release those energies out of your body, do some grounding. And right as I rub my fingers behind my ear down to my lower jawbone, all tight. So you're tight-lipped. You're not. You got to speak up for yourself, okay, Ellen? And say, you know what? And create a list. And you say, you know what? I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. I'm doing more than I've done before in the past. I'm making an X amount of dollars if you're salaried. Are you salaried?
Yes.
This piddly 1 to 2% raises that you're getting every year, you're like, come on, man. Make that 10% or make that 15%, because without me, you guys would be sucking. So, and show your value. You have to write it down on a list and say, this is what I'm doing for you today. This is my salary. This is what I was doing for you 2 or 3 years ago. And this is my salary. And you can say, do you see where I'm getting at? Because you are valued, and they know you're valued, but they're taking advantage of you. And
see,
that's
I would prefer just to move on. I really would. But there's not much growth there. Maybe I'd get a little bit more money. But, you know, if I really want to move on and progress and do other things, I really have to move to a different place.
Just like the previous caller, get her done. And maybe I was so wrong with the previous caller. I said, I'm getting the letter W. So move to a W state like Georgia or Texas. So I'm not going to name another letter and make a fool out of myself. But yeah, but you get the drift. And guess what? you know, you leave, they're just going to backfill you with someone else. There's no loyalty anymore. They're like, okay, Ellen, you're leaving, fine. We'll backfill you. So you got to take care of number one. And that's where the depression comes in, because you're a very, very hard worker, I'm picking up. You just absolutely rock, and they're kind of taking advantage of you a little bit. So, yeah, I would definitely say, hey, and I'm getting the word letter two, maybe 2 months. Come to your go to your boss and say, hey, I have an opportunity somewhere else. I have an offer letter. Let's talk. If they don't cowboy you up, yeah.
I just want that offer. I really don't even want to, like, have them compete. I don't want to stay. I don't. So even if they offer me more money. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go, Alan. Hey, you're highly intuitive. You know what you're doing. I think you know what you need to do, okay?
Yeah, just got to find that other job, because I'm not going to leave until I have one in hand. Yeah.
Good, 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 good. All right, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you. And I will,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Wonderful. And Tina, what do you have for Miss Ellen this evening?
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Tina?
I'm good. Wow. Okay. So I got a lot of the same things that Ryan was getting. First thing that was coming in was they were just showing me, my guides were showing me your energy. They were, you know, I could hear the words, she knows what she wants, lots of strength, inner confidence, you know, that you have your mind made up. They were also showing me a lot of tension in your arms and your jaw. And I don't know if you're feeling that, if you can confirm that, but they were just showing your arms especially, just going down with the triceps of your arms. I don't know if what you do from the inner or both, it's just from the stress.
You're kind
of tensing up.
Very garbled. I'm sorry, what you're saying is very garbled, at least on my end. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Let me start over. Okay. So the first thing that I was hearing, can you hear me clearly now?
It started off good, and then it started to get garbled again.
Okay. All right. So what they were showing me was that you do have inner confidence. You do know what you want. They were showing me a lot of strength, that you had your mind made up. And there were also tension in your arms and your jaw. And I don't know if it's just from the stress, if you're feeling that, but that's what they're showing me, is what the job is doing to you, or the way that you're feeling right now is doing to you. And they're showing me your tricep muscles, just feeling fatigued. Very, very tense, too, is what they were showing me. I think that's why my guys are showing me that. What they were also saying, I saw a road, and I could just see kind of like a few miles ahead, and I saw the number two, and I did see a few opportunities in the future for you, in the near future for you, and you're going to know, you know, exactly how it feels, because as Ryan stated, you're very, very intuitive, and these jobs that you are applying for, you're going to know which one is the right for you. You might pass on the first one that you just applied for, because it just doesn't feel right. Pay attention. They're saying pay attention. And they're nudging on their ears, listen, pay attention to how, you know, your interview was going, and you're just going to know what you need to do as far as which job is the right suitable job for you. And you're going to know that. You're going to feel that.
Okay.
And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
You're so welcome.
Wonderful, Tina. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Hi. Most of my notes coincide with both of theirs. But one of the things that did come up was for you to pick up a crystal called citrine, mm-hmm. C-I-T-R-I-N-E. and start working with some citrine for yourself. If you're wanting to store it someplace, you would put it in the far left-hand corner of your home from the front door if you're wanting a placement for it. But they're showing me you should be keeping it with you. This is the merchant stone. It's also the stone of abundance. And they're telling me by you working with this stone, it's going to assist you in aligning with the right new position to come your way. And they're showing me that the more that you kind of relax and settle into the decision of a new position, a new location of work, that the energies are going to start to build very quickly for you. You're going to start getting responses fairly easily. And as Tina was saying, then it's going to be up to you paying attention to the details and how the operation feels. They're definitely saying you need to interview them as much as they interview you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then this transition will be very easy and smooth. And it does look like this will all be manifesting during these summer months. And it really holds, it's just kind of in a holding pattern at the moment for you to go, yes, it's time, I'm done. This is happening. And as soon as you take ownership of it as though it is and has already happened, the doors are going to be popping.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I want to say thank you to everyone who gave me a reading, and I guess you've made me more aware of the fact that I am holding tension in my body. I was just ignoring it, and I appreciate your bringing it to my attention, and I'll see what I can do about relaxing my jaw, relaxing the back of my neck, and so forth. So again, thank you so much, all of you, for the reading.
You're so welcome.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. And next in our lineup, as long as I don't screw it up, is 413. So we're going to go with 413. Hi, 413. Are you with us?
Hi, I am. Yes, how are you?
Hi, good evening. Can we get your first name and your location, please?
Yes, absolutely. My first name is Ryan, and I'm in Massachusetts.
All right. And do you have a question for the panel tonight?
I do. I'm hoping that maybe you guys could help me to connect with my brother, who's passed just about 2 years now in June.
What did you say his first name was?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I heard like two people at once.
Sorry.
Sorry. We were saying the same thing. If we could get your brother's first name.
Yes, his name is Chris.
Chris. Okay. Let's see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
Jan, so, did you pick anything up yet?
Yeah. Well, let's see. I keep seeing the woods, out in the woods. And I keep seeing, like, trees and out in the woods and fairies. I'm seeing fairies. Have you ever thought about fairies or know about fairies or anything?
No, I haven't. Considered that.
Okay. Well, I'm being shown the woods, like thick in the woods, and I'm seeing a horse. And so I'm just going to go with the horse. You have a few animals here, and
okay.
you also had a butterfly too, but the horse is showing up, so I'm just going to go with that too.
Okay.
And let's see, this particular Do you live near the woods? Because the woods are coming in so strong.
Okay.
Are there forest trees?
There's a lot of really great trees in my yard. I have a lot of really nice shade. A lot of
Okay. No wonder. That's what I thought. Figured maybe that could be. Because I'm seeing a lot of trees, and so the horse is walking through there. In there, and horse talks about being independent and embarking on an unexpected adventure, and it's time to free yourself from physically and emotionally constricting aspects in your life, and to call upon reserves of stamina and strength, and you're much more powerful than you think you are, and they come in because they represent teamwork with your family, friends, and community. And they're also good. They're protective animals, very protective of your energy. And it may be a time to travel right now also, not only in the physical but also in other dimensions. I don't know if you do meditation, but... you know, that might be nice to do, too. And also, it's about personal freedom and taking time about that, about yourself, and not, you know, even if others don't approve of you, in other words, and taking time out for your own personal freedom. And if you need to just go off and explore on your own, if you need to.
That makes sense.
And, you know, they're about movement and also taking trips, travel, et cetera, and just stuff like that. So I'm just gonna leave you with that. It takes me longer to get the messages from the loved ones unless they come in right away. So the others are very good at mediumship, and they'll hone in for you.
Excellent.
But you do
Thank
have
you so very much.
You're welcome, but you do have a fairy. Anyway, she's
I'll
in
take
yellow.
That. I'll definitely take a fairy.
Okay.
Awesome, Jen. Tina?
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
I know Ryan personally.
Cool.
Ryan, I am getting all tons of things for you.
Okay.
I'm
excited.
I'm getting a swarm of bees. I'm getting all kinds of talking and chatter going on here from Chris.
Okay.
And he's happy that you called. And
good.
He wants you to know how much you love him, that he loves you, and you love him, of course. But he's telling you that you hear him all the time. And when you're not hearing him is when things are just too much. And that's a normal thing when our energy is low, when we're not getting enough sleep. And one of the things that he wanted me to tell you is about work. And what he's saying is not to stress so much about that, to kind of let the stuff go. He's not really getting into much detail about that, but he wanted me to let you know that what you're experiencing right now and what you have been is going to subside, and just trust in that and just let it go, because it's not serving you well. It's stressing you out too much.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I will pass to Shannon.
Awesome, Tina. That was very good.
Thank you, T.
You're welcome, hon.
I wasn't getting your brother. I was getting your guide.
Okay.
Right,
I'll
because
take that
Chris
too.
Is busy with Tina. I love it. This woman, she is giving the presentation of, and I know you're in Massachusetts, but she's giving me the presentation of a Native American Indian woman. She's got flat leather, very flat leather boots up to her knees. They've also got, like, fur on part of them, which I take must be because she's more used to, it would represent when she was there in that time of needing.
Yeah.
It tells me her feet always got cold, so, okay.
That makes sense.
She does have on the more of the leather type of shroud, and she's got a specific type of necklace around her neck, and I'm seeing a very large oval turquoise piece right at the throat. And she's telling me that one of her messages to you is to stop restricting the power of your voice. You hold yourself back when you have value to bring to the table. And she's saying sometimes you do it because you think that they're going to laugh at you, like, oh, you're just the dumb kid. And she says you actually have more to bring to the table than you realize, because sometimes the innocence is able to present harsh information in a very soft manner that it is accepted. Mm-hmm. she's presenting trying to decipher what this is, because it's not I'm not sure how to describe this, because she's presenting you with this as a show of empowerment and strength in who you are as a person. And it looks like it's got a very long handle on it that's wooden, that has leather straps around it, and then it's got beads hanging off the handle. This is a handmade drum piece to bang. She says it's something that would be known in the New England area.
Okay.
Some of the tribes. But this is a very old piece, and she's presenting it to you as a gift, saying sometimes you need to remember to bang your own drum, and you'll still be within the rhythms of the rest of the music around you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. And she does give the name of Lily Flower. So if you want to talk to her or connect to her, you can refer to her as Lily Flower.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
very
good.
Welcome. You're very welcome. Do you have any questions for us?
No. I think we kind of covered the the gamut today.
Wonderful.
I very much appreciate all of your help and speaking with me this evening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Give us a call back. Welcome. Okay.
I will. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and we're going to hop right over to our next one. Is 510. Hi, 510. Are you with us this evening?
Hi, yes.
Hi. Can we get your first name and your location?
My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. And do you have a question for us tonight?
In regards to love, what do y'all pick up?
Wow. What was your first name again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
From California?
Yes.
The blue, I'm seeing a blue parrot. Oh, and this is Jan. I'm sorry. it's really, really pretty. Really pretty. Ooh. Blue. And it's a parrot. So, yeah, it's so neat. And so let me see here. You know, parrot is all about communication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here we go again with the ums. I'm trying to get away from that. I can't find it in this. I wanted to look in a different reference, but I'm going to try this again. I can't believe it. I mean, that color was so powerful. Really, really dark blue. So anyway, do you relate to blue, that color? Because it's coming a little...
Yeah, it's my favorite color, royal blue.
Oh, okay, good. And so, let's see if we can find this. Beautiful, here it is. Be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent, and stay clear of gossip. It would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color, and be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head, as these may give you some ideas for new growth or new direction for yourself. It's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. It's a good time right now. And if you have felt depressed and want relief, and want relief from your mood, it's a good time to think about how the parrot can cheer you up. And that's what parrot comes in for that. And they're also really good in, they're effective communicators, both in speaking and listening. So much. when you go into a room, think about brightening up the room, and with color. Color can really help you out by wearing different colors or colorful clothes or putting up color around your house, that kind of thing. This really helps in healing. It helps depression too. And it's the other thing the parrot represents is being very diplomatic. They're very good mediators in times of crisis or conflict. So it's just a wonderful animal to have around you. It's a really nice one, very positive. And with that favorite color blue right there, you've got a parrot on your side. So I will leave you with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome, Jan. Tina, do you have anything for Tasha this evening?
Tasha, I'm sorry, I didn't hear in the beginning. What was your question?
In regards to love, anything you pick up?
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
I was asked about love relationships.
Love relationships?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a few minutes here.
Okay.
Let's see what I pick up here. Okay. A couple of things that I got out of your energy when I tune in. I'm feeling that you're ready to explore into a relationship. I'm not getting that you're in a relationship right now, but you're looking for a relationship for yourself, a companionship. This type of relationship, different than the ones that you had previous. More of a partnership
type of relationship, and that's what you're yearning for. They're showing me feelings of loneliness, and they're also showing me that, you know, although that you're feeling these emotions right now, it's okay, and to be patient because you do know what you want, and to listen to that inner self of yours because you do know what you deserve, and you do know the kind of love that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And they're also saying, as I'm tuning in, to continue, because you have been doing it, but to continue doing some self-love for yourself and self-care, to honor yourself. You are a wonderful, wonderful woman, and you deserve all the love in the world is what I'm hearing, and to just have that patience, because it's all going to come into fruition for you.
Okay.
And with that, I will pass.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Very good, Tina. Very good. Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
Hi. Do you like to dance?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have in big letters, Dancing Queen here. And I'm hearing ABBA playing in my head big time. And they're like, this girl needs to break out the dancing shoes. Okay, there we go. So yeah, they're also bringing up, you know, you need to start dancing in your house and getting out and shaking it and having some joy brought in. They also brought up about taking some kind of creative classes or maybe even a dancing class that you've been interested in doing and you've gone, maybe one day. They're like, go do it. Now's time. It'll give you some fun, but it's also going to help create some new social circles for a new relationship to be brought in. Because I was kind of like, are we talking nightclub or what? And they were like, oh, no, no, no. This girl needs a much bigger area for dancing than a nightclub. So, definitely start getting out and bringing some more of that fun joy in through something that you love so much to do. And I'm showing it looks like the new social network is kind of how you get introduced to a friend of a friend through a friend.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And he likes to dance.
A friend of a friend.
Yeah, but he likes to dance.
Oh.
He needs a good dancing partner because I guess apparently he hasn't had too much luck with that. They're like showing me big red, like the big toes are all stepped on and all puffy. I guess he's had a few partners step on his toes. Okay, so it's definitely coming up for you, but it's time for you to break those shoes out and dust them off.
Okay.
All right, Tasha.
That's cool. Thank you.
Thank you. You might want to go put that song on for yourself and take a whirl around the living room. There you go. All right. Thank you so much for calling in to us, Tasha. And definitely give us another call and let us know how you're doing, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. We're down to 10 minutes. You guys want to do one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
All right. Who have we got here? We have got
805?
Do we have 805 here?
Wait a minute. I think I dropped Tina.
Uh-oh.
Ah, I did. Oops.
You did? Uh-oh.
By accident, yeah. Trying to scroll.
She can call back in. She can call right back in.
Yeah. We'll give her just a second. All right. Just a moment, and we have 805 that we're going to go to. We get Tina back on the line.
Eight oh five.
Yeah.
You know what? I could just read one little poem for an interim while Tina gets back on. How about that?
There she is. Hi,
oh,
Tina.
Okay,
sorry
up.
About that.
Hi. That's okay.
Gotta love technology. All right. Let's get 805 in here. Hi,
oh,
805. Are you with us?
Hi. I am. Hi. Thank you. This is Donna from California. How are you all?
Very good. And you got a question for us tonight, Donna?
I do. You know, I had two dreams with my mother on the other side, and we're celebrating with such joy and happiness. And I just feel something's coming in for me, and I just wanted to know if my money situation would be getting better. I do enter a lot of sweepstakes and things like that. And, yeah, I don't work. I'm 64. I get my little Social Security. But I have been lucky in the past, so I'm just wondering what you're picking up for me as far as abundance, please.
Cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful.
So, Donna,
Dan,
this is Jan. Yep.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. So I am seeing a water. Are you near the water?
Yeah, I'm near the beach. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because
I
see.
First,
oh, you
day.
Do? Okay, because the first thing I saw was I saw a house right on the water, and then
wow.
I see the beach. Like the water was like right at the house, and then but then all of a sudden I saw the beach too.
Oh wow!
And
so
I'm just writing that down. And so oh okay, so I keep getting the owl. I see the owl and I hear the owl. So that's the animal I'm getting. Let's see what Owl has to say real fast. That it's a really nice animal. It's, you know, they're very, oh, I turned right to it. Oh, cool. So meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes,
yeah.
Few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not, and look closely behind any guises that they may wear. There is a particularly ripe period to tap into the fount of intuitive wisdom that's available to you. And observe your environment. Watch and listen for signs and omens to any questions that you may have. Now is a particular significant time for prophecy, and you'll be able to see, hear, and feel the events happening, and it's a creative cycle right now too. So set a time to do any projects or work at this time, and also if you're having a difficult decision, one that has considerable consequences, you want to make sure the decision will reap the best benefits for all. And I completely didn't hear what your question was, so I'm sorry. But I hope that this is giving you any help.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm just starting
good.
A new meditation. I'm going for 3 days and learning all these new techniques of meditation. I meditate now with mindfulness, but I'm going to learn another one. And you just said that about the meditation every evening.
Oh,
and yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Neat. Well, that's nice. Thanks, that was synchronistic there. And what you typically, you are able to hear what others don't see and or hear also.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Uh-huh. And discerning the truth behind falsehoods. And usually when Al comes around, it's mostly about inherent wisdom and expanding your spirituality, and it means you're an old soul and you're very intuitive and sensitive to others. So your greatest gift is also to foresee the future. So it's clairvoyance and clairaudience. It's the owl is a psychic animal, and they contact the spirit world too. So it's a pretty amazing, amazing animal, to have with you right now. So I'm glad there was a synchronicity right there too. Awesome.
Yes, very much. Oh, that is. Thank you so much, Jen. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome for sure.
Beautiful. Tina, do you have anything for Donna?
I do. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay. Yeah, so when I tune into your energy, I get lots and lots of energy with you. The word joy was at the forefront in my third eye. I wrote that down here in my notebook. Lots of joy around you. And I also got, I don't know if there's a connection with the name Denise to you, but I felt a Denise and heard a Denise connection with you. And I don't know if you have an aunt or somebody with that name Denise, but they were connecting the name Denise to you. They were showing me your hands, and I could see a lot of energy coming out of your hands. So I don't know if you've ever tried doing energy healing or any kind of healing with your hands, but that's what my guides are showing me, a lot of power within your hands.
Oh, nice.
And that's what I was getting. Yeah, lots
Thank
of energy
you.
With you. You're very welcome,
oh,
and I'll
yeah.
pass it on to Shannon.
Appreciate it. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Donna. Out
Hi.
On the central coast of California there, huh?
Well, I'm in Santa Barbara. It's about 2 hours from L.A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I used to live there.
Oh, my gosh.
Me too.
Wow.
Dan,
I did too.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's a pretty place, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous. So one of the things that I picked up for you as far as additional income was they were showing me for you to start volunteering in some different places of interest to you, and this is going to end up leading to some part-time work that will
okay.
assist in the income. And one of the things that, and I'm, you know, if you don't want to do this, that's up to you. But one of the things they were showing me was like you reading to people that are terminally ill.
Oh.
And that coincides with what Tina was bringing up about the healing energy that you have. So even if you took a beginner course, and I know there's several out in that area that you could do, like Reiki or Healing Touch, but they're telling me, your energy is able to provide a healing space as well as giving ease to those who are terminally ill. So that's something that you might look into volunteering with that could lead into potential additional paid work for you of assisting people in that way. And I'm saying the reading, the healing element would be coming through your voice to them as well as any time you were to be holding their hand or providing comfort. So they should definitely dabble in a few areas out there, and there's going to be some doors open.
Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Great. And we're at the end of our show for this evening. And to wrap it up, I'll hand it over to Tina for a moment to share her information for those that want to connect with her. Tina?
Oh, thanks, Shannon. Yeah, you can find me at messagesofcomfort.com, and that is my website. And you could just Google my name, Tina Godin, and you can find me on there as well. And that is it. So thank you very much, Shannon, for having me on the show. It was great. I absolutely loved it.
Jan and Ryan, I have had a fabulous time working with you tonight, and I hope you join us again at some time when you feel like popping in.
Absolutely.
For sure. It was great,
and
Tina.
Jan,
thank
you
so much.
Would you like to share the other shows real quick before we're off air?
Absolutely. So on Wednesday night, it's Divine Connections, and they're at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, and Central Time is, I'm not sure, 7 o'clock. Then, and that's with Lynn Bleasdale, Sue DiAlamante, and Jody Higgins. And then on the next night is Thursday night, and that's Angel Antics, and that's with DC Love and Eileen Powers, same time. And then Friday night, of course, is Enter the Light, and that's with Shannon Johnson, Ryan Adragna, Jan Drake Bakke, and we had a special guest tonight, Tina Godin. And thank you, Tina, for joining us. That was so fun with your beautiful, excellent readings, too.
And thank you, Jan.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. And thank you, Shannon and Ryan, too. We just had another great show with great callers.
Yes, we did. So with that, I will wish everybody a happy Mother's Day and a happy Friday. Everybody have a good night.
Yay. You too.
Yay.
Good night, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. Good night.
Good night.